Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
10:37, and this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for our Week in Theater segment, sponsored by Chicago Shakespeare Theater's Richard III this week. But we're going to talk about another show that will be opening soon in Chicago. And this is actually your first peek at the new production of Jersey Boys, which is coming to Chicago. The story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and how they started and how it all exploded in a very positive way. This is also kind of a first for Jersey Boys here in the Chicago area, in that it is the first production of Jersey Boys that is actually built in Chicago. And let me turn on all the microphones in the room, because I want our Jersey Boys here to introduce themselves. Starting here.
Yeah, hi, I'm Andrew McNaughton, and I'll be playing Bob Gaudio in this production.
Hi, I'm Michael Metcalf. I'm playing Frankie Valli.
I am Jason Michael Evans. I'm playing Nick Massey.
I'm Adrian Aguilar, and I'm playing Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, it's amazing to me how this show has taken off and exploded all these years. Ran on Broadway, won all kinds of Tony Awards. And has toured around the country. So how is this production, this first made-in-Chicago production, different, Frankie Valli, than what we have seen in the past?
Well, it hasn't been to Chicago in, I think it was last year on tour, almost 15, close to 20 years ago now. So we're bringing it back, and we're trying to do something new with it, too. We want to make it a Chicago staple right here. Yeah.
So is the production the same? The staging?
Well,
all of it's. I mean, if we've seen Jersey Boys before, is this a similar kind of version?
I think you can expect to hear the same songs, and it'll be the same scenes and the same dialogue. But we are definitely. We're bringing something new to it, right?
I would say that one thing, I've been in Chicago a long time, and one of my favorite things about Chicago is what we would call, at least in the city, Chicago-style theater, which is a little bit hard to describe. If you had to put parameters on it, it would be a little bit hard to kind of quantify it, but I think this is definitely a Chicago style production. The space is a little smaller, which means the audience is a little closer. It's a little more intimate.
Let me just tell you on that point, I can't wait to see the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't wait for you to see it either.
I always felt like I was in the United Center or something.
Yeah.
That show. Sure. And now I know at the Mercury Theater, mm-hmm. I'm going to practically reach out and touch.
Yeah.
It's a very intimate production.
And I may, by the way, if you move me during any of the songs.
Tommy's always open to that.
Tommy's always open. All right. Tommy's been famous for that. But no, I'm looking forward to the intimacy of seeing the show, because it's got to be like what it was really like to see the Four Seasons, right?
When they
were first starting and playing small clubs.
Absolutely. For those who don't know, the theater is 280 seats. And so basically it's a very intimate space. I think the choreography is definitely going to be different. The staging, the directing, everything's going to be different in that sense as well. So you're not going to see the same production that you've seen on tour or on Broadway for this production.
Yeah. Now, if anybody can speak to how this version might be different from previous versions. You're the only veteran of the show itself, right? Who's been in other productions of Jersey Boys around the country, right?
Yeah, Jason Evans here. I've actually, this is my sixth time doing the show in a very short time span. And the thing with a show like Jersey Boys, because it only closed on Broadway less than 10 years ago, all the original creatives, a lot of people who were in those original productions are still of age to take part. So it's really, really rare to get a new production that doesn't have some kind of connection with the original staging. And that's what's so lovely about this one, is that it's not adherent to the strictures of what the original vision was, which was great. Everyone loved that original vision. But what's so good about theater is the reinterpretation of shows, the mm-hmm. reinterpretation of the material. That's why we revive shows over and over again. And this is the first one I've been a part of that doesn't want to do exactly what they did before. They want to interpret it for themselves. They want it to be a standalone production. And that's really enthralling for someone like me who's been doing the show for the better part of 2.5 years, just seeing all these new takes, these new minds giving their input and letting the art grow from a different place.
Yeah, you get to exercise a little bit of your own creative muscle.
Exactly.
In this, right? That you don't have to, you're not limited by parameters that mm-hmm. the original show producers put on the show. Because I don't know if people know this, that when shows are done in other cities, they have to get extremely strict approval mm-hmm. from the producers, from the music people, from everybody, mm-hmm. even high school productions when they put on shows. You know, these kids come in and they have strict parameters how to do all this. So that you guys get to, you know, kind of break the chains a little bit and do your own thing with this, yet remaining true. You have to do both, right?
Yeah.
You have to, you know, do your own thing, but still give the people what they want when they come in for the show.
Yeah, jumping on that as well, this team has been wanting to do this production for 10 years. So for them, it's very, very close to their heart, and it's been bubbling for this amount of time. So they are finally able to do it. And I mean, I'm so blessed to be able to do this show. And I think the energy in the room is incredible, because you can tell everybody is so in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to breathe new life to this production as well.
Yeah, I predict. I mean, right now the show is scheduled to open for previews on March 15th and then officially open on March 28th and is scheduled to run May the 19th. I'm predicting you're going to be here in Chicago for a while.
We hope so.
If that's possible, because I mean, it just seems like this is the kind of show that people are going to want to come and see. Even if you've seen it before, you're going to want to see it again and see it over and over and bring friends and relatives, mm-hmm. because it's the music of the Four Seasons, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is that intimidating in any way to be doing the songs of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm judging by the look on your face that you're a bit terrified at this point.
Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
Especially you as Frankie Valli, right?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, I have a great team around me and great guys to back me up. So that's really what it's about.
Michael's being really humble. He's wonderful.
No. Yeah. I was just going to say, I can attest, he sounds awesome. Oh, yeah. The audience is going to love it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out in a minute.
Yeah.
Because
that's true. That's true.
We'll be the judge of that. Just a few minutes here. Have you, do you have to meet with Frankie Valli, or do you get notes from Frankie Valli? And
personally,
like
yes,
the Four Seasons?
He's texting with Michael.
He's texting right now. Stop talking right now.
No, but I think it's amazing that he's still out there doing it though.
Right.
89. He's going to be 90 this year.
Yeah.
And he's still performing. He's on tour right now, right?
I think he's in Rose.
He's going to
be in Rosemont. I think,
October?
Next year, like at the end of the year sometime. Yeah.
I was amazed when I saw that come up on the schedule. That
good for him.
I stopped and I was like, how old is Frankie Valli? He's still touring. And then I saw these, like, 89 something. It's like, you know, if I'm still here and I'm 89 years old and I'm still doing this show, somebody please stop me. Somebody please send me home right away if that's the case. Do you study Four Seasons performances? I mean, what do you do to prepare going into something like this?
So we've got an amazing team that's putting the show together, including, I'm not sure who's out there listening has had theater experience. There's a position called a dramaturg who does all of the sort of history and kind of presents us with a nicely packaged, lots of links of videos and sounds and songs and things like that. But honestly, at least discussing with the four guys in this room, we kind of all went around one of the first days and said, so what was your inspiration to be in the show? Have you ever heard of the show? Have you ever seen the show? And a lot of us have the same story, which is that we grew up on the Four Seasons. Mm. I grew up on the Four Seasons. I was telling this story to the cast, who most of them were too young, but you'll probably remember I got a Coconuts gift card, a gift card to Coconuts.
Yes. Music. Yeah.
I just saw it hit you, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 10.
I think I still have some gift cards I never cashed in.
I remember I was about 10 years old, and I got a two-disc Four Seasons collection.
Yeah.
And I was 10, 11, 12 years old listening to these songs in my room on my Discman and writing down the lyrics on a notebook.
On your Discman.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a lot of us have that thing where it's like they presented us with, here's who the Four Seasons were, here's the history, here's their original songs. And a lot of us just went, yeah, no problem. Got it. Yeah. I've been living with this for a long time. Yeah. So this is sort of our chance to live out our childhood dreams mm-hmm. of being one of the Four Seasons.
Yeah, that's amazing. Jason, same? Same kind of experience.
I didn't grow up too much with this music. My parents were more of the Beatles fandom. Okay. So if I was listening to oldies, it was that. Of course, I'm always familiar with it because you hear this music everywhere. And now a lot of these songs are being redone by modern day artists. But I was aware of it the moment the show came out. I had been eyeballing it well before I came of age to play any of these roles. So the music doesn't have that kind of sentimentality back to childhood for me, but it definitely carries weight into adulthood because I connect it with this story of Jersey Boys. So I wasn't really a huge listener of this music until the show came out, but it's been long enough now that I can look back on that, you know, almost two decades and still see how this music moved me, just not back to early childhood the way Adrian can.
You know, I think about the show Million Dollar Quartet when I hear about shows like this where I think I interviewed every single configuration of Million Dollar Quartet that came through Chicago. They were sitting where you're sitting right now. And I always wondered, are you actors first? Are you musicians first? Because both of these shows are so music-centric.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it depends on your passion, I guess, too. Like, some people, like, I find myself in that vein where I can be a piano player as well as a singer, as well as an actor, as a dancer. It's just kind of how I grew up with my family. But, yeah, no, this music is timeless. I've known this since I was 16 years old. I'm Canadian, so I saw the production in Toronto, and I became obsessed with it. And over time, I mean, the Can't Take My Eyes Off of You is Lauryn Hill. Like, made it, like, it's right. Still around, right? Sure. Måneskin did Begging, the 2020 Eurovision winners. Like, this music is still around, and I find that when people listen to this music, it brings back so many memories and they don't even realize it. But yeah, I mean, as performers, it's incredible to be able, like, I'm gonna have the chance to play piano on stage, which is really exciting. But yeah, all of us, you know, we all have different backgrounds and different experiences, but I find it's wonderful that they're giving us the option to be able to do that as well. Yeah,
it's gonna be a really cool production. I can't wait to see it. We're gonna get a little preview of it. The guys are going to perform a song from the show for us coming up in just a minute, but just as a reminder, Jersey Boys will open in previews starting March 15th. It will officially open March 28th and be over at the Mercury Theater in Chicago, 3745 North Southport, until May the 19th. And you'll be able to get tickets at the box office or by going to mercurytheaterchicago.com. Back with more in just a minute. They're the original Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with their hit Who Loves You, or really kind of the signature song of this show, Jersey Boys. The one that was performed on the Tony Awards. But this new production of Jersey Boys that will be opening March 15th at the Mercury Theater in Chicago will feature it all for you. We are so happy to have the cast in here with us. So what are you guys doing right now? Are you in rehearsals? Are you doing... I know they're doing new things in the theater. I'm told they're putting new seats in. You guys must really rate to be the group that they bring new seats in for.
And a new sound system.
New seats and new
no
sound
pressure.
System.
No pressure at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can really enjoy it. So, I mean, the Mercury Theater was perfectly fine, you know, before as well. But the fact that they're doing this says they have a lot of confidence that this is going to be a big, big show there. I think they're predicting they're going to be going past May 19th also, if they're making that kind of investment in the theater. So we're going to look forward to that. What stage of rehearsal are you at right now?
So this will be our sixth day. I think today.
And this is the last day of the first week.
And last day of the first week. Yeah. So we've been going for about a week now, 8 hours a day, learning the dances,
Learned all the music, done about half the dances, done all the dances through Act One, and have now begun staging the show. But we know the whole show. Everyone's done all their homework, and now we're just in the process of putting it on its feet.
Yeah, just really buffing up any rough edges that may still be there for the show.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Do you have favorite parts of the show? Would be like asking somebody who's your favorite child.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the thing about this is that we all have our quote season, so the show is cut up into four quarters. Each of them belong to a different one of us, in the sense that we sort of direct address the audience and tell our side of the story. So I mean, for me, my favorite part of the show is my season, because I get to tell it the way I see it. And I would venture to guess that might be the same for all four of us, though interject if that's not the case.
It's kind of impossible to pick, especially with someone for myself, because I've got my heart is in every single one of these songs, whether I sing it or not. So, you know, if I said this is my favorite part, then I'd go, wait, but that song. But no, I'm with Jason. The same thing. It's we all get to drive the show at some point. And that's just the most fun, to be in the driver's seat.
Makes perfect sense. What are you going to perform for us this morning?
Well, we're going to be performing Sherry for you all this morning, and we're very excited to do it.
I'm going to do my best to not spoil the song by singing along at any point.
Look, you're more than welcome.
Here they are, the cast of Jersey Boys coming to the Mercury Theater. Guys, take it away. Sherry! Wow, and at this hour of the day to hit those high notes.
Michael!
Holy smokes. Man, oh man, that sounded fantastic. I cannot wait to see this show. Jersey Boys at the Mercury Theater in Chicago starting March 15th for previews, March 28th for performances, and you can get your tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com. Adrian, Jason, Andrew, Michael, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Sounded fantastic. Back with more and a news update coming up next.